Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es auch alles, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei, Adam und Begadim, mit Tamim Bezav. Both the Adam and Begadim can become Tamei from a Zav. Zav is a person that is a certain type of Tumah that comes out of him. If he sees it twice, whether on one day, whether on 2 days, one after the other, he becomes an Avatum, and he's Metama both person and Kalim, as every Avatumah does. So Adam u'Begadim Metamim Bezav, both a person, as well as clothes, can become Tamei through a Zav. However, Chaymer ba'Adam maybe Begadim, there's a Chumrah that's by a person which is not by clothes, u'Begadim maybe Adam, and there's a Chumrah by clothes that's not by a person. Now the Mishnah explains. The Chumrah by Adam is that Sheha Adam Hanegea Bezav, a person touches a Zav, if a person touches a Zav, Metame Begadim, as he's touching the Zav, it's Metame the Begadim that he's also touching. In other words, not necessarily the clothes he's wearing, but any clothes he's touching at that time. So if Reuven is touching a Zav, clothes that he's touching become Tame, as long as he's still touching the Zav. A person who touches a Zav becomes a Rishon L'tumah. The Zav is an Avatumah, the person is a Rishon L'tumah. Wait a second. But didn't we learn so many times in Masechtas Kelim, as well as the beginning of Masechtas Ahalos, that a Rishon L'tumah cannot be Metama Adam Kelim? Did we not learn that a Rishon L'tumah can only be Metama Oichlin or Mashkin? And the answer is we learned from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'negeya b'psar hazav yechabis begadav. And this teaches us, as long as a person is touching a Zav, he's also Metama Begadim. And like we said, it doesn't necessarily mean the clothes that he's wearing. It means clothes that he may be touching. It means any other Kalim, like a wooden Kali, perhaps, that he touches at the same time that he's touching the Zav. A metal Kali that he's touching as he's touching the Zav. The only thing he would not be Metama is another person or Kli Cheres. That's even as he's touching the Zav. Oh, really? So it's not just Begadim, it's all kinds of Kalim. Right. So how come the Tana just says Begadim? So the Liyoi Rabba says, because that's the most likely. I mean, he's wearing clothes. But Enechanami. So once again, let's start the Mishnah again. Adam u Begadim etamim bezav. Both a person and Begadim come tami from a Zav. However, Chaymer ba'Adam me Begadim. There's a Chumrah by a person that you don't have by clothes. Uba Begadim me ba'Adam. There's a Chumrah by Begadim that you don't have by people. The chumrah that's by a person is Shah Adam Hanageya Bazav, a person that touches a Zav, Metama, he is Metama at that time, the Begadim that he is touching. But V'ein Begadim Hanagim Bazav, Metamin Begadim. If let's say you have clothes touching a Zav, and those clothes touch other clothes are not going to become Tame. And the same is true for other Kalim. Whether it's a Begad or a Keli that touches a Zav. So the Zav is an Avatum, the Begad or a Keli is a Rishon L'tum, and a Rishon L'tum is not Metama other Kalim. Adam and Kalim become Tame only from an Avatum. Yeah, but as he's touching the Zav, you just tell me it's different. And the answer is a person is different. The Pasuk says, V'anogeya b'psar Zav. If Reuven touches the Zav, Yechabis Begadav. But it doesn't say that if Kalim touched the Zav, if Kalim touched the Zav, it goes with the standard rule. The Zav is an Avatum, the Kalim are Rishon L'tum, Rishon L'tum can only be Metama Oichlin or Mashkin, not other Begadim or people. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Chaymer, what's the Chumrah we find by Begadim? And the answer is, Shebegadim hanoisin es hazav. Literally, clothing that carries a Zav. The clothing carries a Zav? It means to say the clothing that a Zav is leaning on, sitting on, resting on, that clothing becomes Tumas Midras. Any pressure from a Zav onto a Beged, again, sitting, laying, hanging on it, leaning on it, and it's a Keli that's made, that's used for sitting or leaning or sitting or sleeping or whatever, that Keli becomes an Avatama that's called Midras HaZav. And the Pasuk says, V'chala negeya b'chala sheyiyah tachtav yitma ad ha'arev. Wait a second, so you want to tell me the Zav is on a chair? That's one thing. He's on a mattress, he's on a cushion, on a pillow. You're telling me he's on clothes, so clothes is made to sit on? So Mepharshim explain, yeah, because as you're putting it on, you kind of lean on it, you kind of sit on it. So let me understand this. So when the Zav sits on something that's made to sit on, it becomes Midras, and that's an Avatom, right? So any Adam or Kalim that touch it, even when the Zav isn't there anymore, become a Rishon Latoma, correct? And when the Mishnah says over here, sitting on Begadim, we don't mean Begadim, we mean even Begadim, but it means things that are made to sit on. Okay. So once again, what's the Chumrah that Begadim have? We really mean the Chumrah that something that you sit on has. Chaymer ba-Begadim is that Sha-Begadim ha-Noisen es-Azav. Begadim that somehow Azav leans on becomes an Avatom. That's called Midras Azav. And the Melo Metam and Adam, it's Metam another person, because that's the din with an Avatom. It's Metam another person. An Avatom is Metam Adam v'Kalim. Whereas Ve'en ha-Adam ha-Noisen es-Azav, if Azav leans on Reuven, Reuven will become a Rishon L'Tumah, but he doesn't become an Avatumah. So therefore, Reuven won't be Metama another person. So once again, there ain't Adam HaNoiseh Azav, Metama Adam. What are you talking about? You just told me that a person who touches Azav is Metama. Adam and Kalim. That's while he's touching the Zav. But if the Zav leans on the person, and the Zav walks away afterwards, then that person is a regular Rishon L'Tumah that is not Metameh Adam and Kalim. So both Adam and Begadim are Metameh and Bezav. Adam has a Chumrah, and Begadim have a Chumrah. The Chumrah that Adam has is that as the Adam is touching the Zav, even though he's only a Rishon L'Tumah, the person touching the Zav, despite that he's Metameh Kalim, that's learned from the Pasuk, and the Chumrah that Begadim have is that when the Zav sat down on the Begadim, those Begadim became an Avhatum. An Avhatum is Metam Adam V'Kalim. Even after the Zav gets up and walks away, the Avhatum of Tumas Midrash stays, and it's Metam Adam V'Kalim. On the other hand, should a Zav lean on a person, and then the Zav walks away, he's a regular Rishon L'Tumah that would not be Metam, another person or Kalim.